All the essence of Chag Chanukah, הבא עלינו לטובה, in the end of the month, is the right perspective, the power and the essence of the ראייה. מצוות חנוכה is לראותם בלבד. We know we have הלכה עם הלכות חנוכה. When somebody don't have opportunity to light חנוכה candle, but still, stay in some area what other people light Hanukkah. I need to go to the street to watch one of the Nerot Hanukkah, what he see from one of the windows, and to say שהסן ישים לאבותינו בימים ההם בזמן הזה. אף על פי don't light Hanukkah candle, still you have obligation to שהסן ישים. This mitzvah take place only when he see Ner Hanukkah. And we have many other מאמרי חזל what teach us about the essence of the ראייה what take place in Chanukah. Other example on the Pasuk in beginning of Bereshit, וחושך על פני תהום. בראשית ברא אלוקים את השמיים ואת הארץ, והארץ הייתה תוהו ובוהו, וחושך על פני תהום. חזל explain, וחושך על פני תהום, זו מלכות יוון שהחשיכה את עיניהם של ישראל בגזרותיה. מלכות יוון, what really they would like to take from us the right perspective, החשיכה עיניהם של ישראל בגזרותיה. זה גמרא עם מסכת בבא בתרא, tells us about Ordus, what he killed many of חכמי ישראל, and he want to apologize and to fix the mistake, what he do, he ask חכמי ישראל what he can do. is the גמרא say, אתה סימית עינו של עולם. You you make a blind people, גדולי ישראל, לך ותעסוק בעינו של עולם, בית המקדש. And many other מאמרי חזל will teach us how ראייה take the main place about חנוכה. I would like to take this opportunity and to learn the essence of the ראייה. And when we talk about ראייה, לאו דווקא ראייה what we have in חנוכה, ראייה what we have in our life many times. No question, every one of us or talk about this or sing about this. עין רעה. What is עין רעה? עין טובה. All this interesting סוגיה. What somebody do when you not worry for my inara. If my inara can attack them, if my inara can make to him something or not. Is we will see בסייעתא דשמיא, very, very interesting סוגיה. And obviously, how is relevant for us. When we look in the Torah, we find three times we lose great life because wrong perspective. Number one, the first time, the first paragraph, חטא אדם הראשון, start, ותרא האישה כי טוב העץ למאכל. ותרא האישה. She have wrong perspective, and this destroyed all the world. קדוש ברוך הוא decide not to give life for good forever to everyone, he limit the years for life. Number two, paragraph two, חטא העגל, exactly same, וירא העם, כי בושש משה לרדת מן העם. Again, עם ישראל have wrong perspective about the situation of this day. They believe משה רבנו disappear for good forever. חטא העגל take place, and again, we lose great opportunity for life, for good, forever. Because Baruch Hu decided to give us other chance in Kabbalat HaTorah. Chazal tells us, on the Pasuk, אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, זה מתן תורה. אכן כאדם תמותון, זה חטא העגל. Third time, number three, חטא המרגלים. משה רבינו say to the great leaders of עם ישראל, 12 נשיאים, פסוק י"ח, וראיתם את הארץ. וראיתם את הארץ. You walk into Eretz Israel, have the right perspective. But what happened? We know exactly what happened. And all the generation of Yotzei Mitzrayim need to die in the desert. A new generation walk to Eretz Israel. If Yotzei Mitzrayim will have the opportunity to travel to Eretz Israel, we will stay in Eretz Israel for good, forever. But because Chet HaMeraglim, again, all the galuyot take place after this. As we see how it's important to have the right perspective. Three times, Chet Adam HaRishon, Chet HaEgel, Chet HaMeraglim, we lose life, future, everything, what we can dream, quickly, not with us. As I would like to walk into this sugiyah, and B'siyata Dishmaya, we will see many, many interesting inyanim, how it's relevant for us. First, I want only to read few divrei Chazal, what Chazal tells us about Ayin Ra'ah. Number one, after Akedat Yitzchak, Chazal teach us in Parag 4, Vayashov Avraham El Ne'arav. Avraham Avinu returned to Ishmael and Eliezer, ויצחק הכנו והלכו שניהם יחדיו. is why וישוב אברהם אל נעריו by himself. רבי ברכיה בשם רבנן teach us שלחו אצל שם ללמוד ממנו תורה. אברהם אבינו decide this is the right time to send יצחק to learn תורה by שם. why this is the right time? Maybe first is good idea to return back home to say to Sarah, thank God we pass the big challenge in the life, the test of the Akedah. Is why Avraham Avinu decide now this is the right time to send Yitzchak to learn in Bet Midrasho Shel Shem Ve'ever. Is Chazal answer to us two lines from the end of Parag 4. The reason is Mishum Ha'ayin. משום העין. What is mean משום העין? רבי חנניה אמר שלחו בלילה מפני העין, שמשעה שאלו חנניה מישאל ועזריה מכבשן האש עוד לא נזכרו שמותם, איכן הלכו? מתו בעין. חנניה מישאל ועזריה, great נביאים, go out from the fire. זה תורה, זה חזל, זה נביא, don't say anything about them. Why? Because they die. Because Ayin Hara. People very impressed how they survive. They get Ayin Hara and they die. Avraham Avinu know exactly Ishmael and Eliezer, they know and they want to ask what Yitzchak asked his father. Abba, הנה האש והעצים והיעשה. And they understand when Avraham walk with his son Yitzchak, he go to sacrifice it. And Avraham also understand if he will return with Yitzchak, they will understand he stays in a very, very high level. He come really very holy man and he stay alive. Avraham Avinu worry, maybe Ishmael and Eliezer will give them Ayin Hara and they will die. And he will die. From this reason he decide now the right way is to send them to other place and not to give to Ishmael and Eliezer to look of him. Avraham Avinu worry for Ayin Hara. Yaakov Avinu, when he sent his children to Egypt to buy food, we know every one of the children arrive in different center. And we also know the reason is they go to look for of Yosef. And they decide if everyone will walk from other enter, they have a chance to find Yosef. But Chazal tells us also other reason. Parag 5. Amar Yaakov lebanav, atem giborim, atem naim, al tikansu b'shar echad, ve'al ta'amdu b'makom echad, shelo yishlot b'chem Ayin Hara. Yaakov, say to the children, you look great, you special people, it's a good idea if you can separate yourself and not walk together. וואי, היו עורף ומאין הרע. אמר יעקב לבנה, בבקשה מכם, יהיו מצניעים את עצמכם, שאין קשה מעין הרע. אף ירושלים לא חרבה אלא בשביל העין. יעקב אבינו, הוא עורף ומאין הרע. זה גמרא עם המציא, הפרוג אף סיקס. זה פוסוק, והסיר השם ממך כל חולי. והסיר השם ממך כל חולי. What is כל חולי? אמר רב זו עין. רב לטעמין, רב explain why this is עין. The רב סליק לבי קברי רב. Visit cemetery, עבד מי דעבד, רשי explain פרוג אף סבן. עבד מי דעבד, יודע היה ללחוש על הקברות ולהבין על כל קבר וקבר. באיזו מיטה מת? אם מת בזמנו, אם בעין הרע, you know exactly if the person died because עין הרע, before his time, or he died in the time what he's supposed to be to finish his job in this world, אמר, back to paragraph 6, 99 בעין הרע, ואחד בדרך ארץ. 99% of the people in the cemetery die before the time, because עין הרע. Obviously, the before she explained, we not talk about people who die of Kiddush Hashem in all the history, because they stay in special level, they stay in very high level, and we many times have mistake. We pray for them. They don't need, we will pray for them. We need, they will pray for us. Because they stay in very high level, close to Kisei HaKavod. We don't talk about this kind of people. We talk of people who die in the bed, who die in the hospital, and they in the cemetery 99% before the time what they're supposed to be to die. Why? Again, because Ayin Hara. We find this in another place, in paragraph 8, ויהי ביום קלות משה. מה כתיב למעלה מן העניין? ברכת כהנים. יברכך השם וישמרך. This חזל explain. The daughter of the king engaged to somebody and the king make big party, engagement party. And after engagement party, something happened. And the marriage don't take place in the right way, and the king understand this happened because Ayin Hara. דומה למלך שקידש את ביתו ועשה לה קידושים גדולים ושלטה בהם Ayin Hara. עמד המלך להשיא את ביתו. מה עשה? נתן לה קמיה. אמר, יהי קמיה זה עלייך כדי שלא ישלוט בך Ayin Hara. For the wedding he decided to give special קמיה to his daughter to protect his daughter from Ayin Hara. ככה הקדוש ברוך הוא, בסיני, עשה להם לישראל, הקדוש ברוך הוא make for us big party, וכל העם רואים את הקולות ואת הלפידים, of our marriage with the קדוש ברוך הוא, עם קבלת התורה. What happened 40 days after? שלטה בהם עין הרע ונשתברו הלוחות. From this reason, now, when the קדוש ברוך הוא say to משה ואהרון to build the משכן, he really don't want also עין הרע will destroy the משכן, from this reason before בניין המשכן, what the פסוק say, וערכך השם וישמרך, ישמרך מעין הרע. It's a Kodosh Baruch also, by himself, say, I know sometimes, עין הרע, can destroy something, can affect. What is mean, a Kodosh Baruch Hu worry for עין הרע? We'll expand this soon. אברהם אבינו הוא עורף ומאין הרע, יעקב הוא עורף ומאין הרע. First we only read few דברי חזל. And לאט לאט we will walk in and we will see something ממש פילי פלאים. Moreover, we find עין הרע not only belong to people, also belong to the state, the place of people stay. The פסוק say in paragraph 9, בלק send people to בלעם, וישלח מלאכים אל בלעם בן באור פתורה, אשר על הנהר ארץ בני עמון, לקרוא לו לאמור, הנה עם יצא ממצרים, הנה היא כיסה את עין הארץ, והוא יושב ממולי. Normally the place what we stay affect us. The power of the place what we stay all over the world affect the people. And come Balak and say to Bilam, this kind of nation, don't give to the land to affect them. They control any place what they arrive. Maybe you can do something. I want to attack them. I want the place where they will influence them in the wrong way. And it's not work. Maybe you can help me. As we see in only few divrei chazal, how Ayin Hara have unbelievable power, what Avraham, Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and many other מאמרי חז"ל, what I don't bring, show us the power of עין הרע. The question is, what exactly is עין הרע? How עין הרע work? Why עין הרע work? And if this is in our end, if this is in our control, if we can do something, is to explain all this interesting sugya, we will walk step by step. Re'iyah is one of the five senses what we have. The unique about re'iyah is number one, we can take from the person everything, not to eat, not to sleep, not to dress, except one thing what we cannot take from anyone, the perspective of the situation what is stay. This we'll never cannot take from anyone. I give you example. Last time when I give shiur here, I finish the shiur, special person come to me immediately after the shiur. It was before Rosh Hashanah. He gave me few papers, piece of papers. He asked me, please, if you have time, if you can read, and I very appreciate if you can call me after. To respect to the person I don't know him, I see him first time, I open the papers, and my eyes immediately look of Gemara B'Sanhedrin, Yerushalmi, Gemara Yuma. I feel this is Dvar Torah, because I run to other shiur, I say, I will look and I will call you. I take this with me, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, I take this with me. With other dapim, what I get, Chodesh Elul. And when I open, I'm in shock completely. This person survived 5 concentration camp. He born in 1892. Good. Sure, this is not a young spaceman. He survived 5 concentration camp. When he arrived to the Auschwitz, he wrote in the letter, he get a new name. And the name is number on his hand. New name. They want to take his name and give him other name. He look on the number in the concentration camp, he say 1 minute. The number is 116990. This is the number. And you look on the number and you say 1 minute. 9 + 9 = 18 + 6 = 24 + 1 = 26. 26 is Yud Kevavke. It's the gematria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last two numbers is 9 emet בגימטריה קטנה. א' is 1, מם is 4 if we take the 0, תף is also 4 if we take the 2 0, is 1 plus 4 plus 4 is 9. Twice 9 9 חותמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא אמת. וואו, קדוש ברוך הוא, this is your signature, you walk with me, I will walk with you for good and forever. Unbelievable. Somebody stay in the dark situation what people can dream. And people try to take from him everything. Everything, also his name. And to give him number. And he say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is you. Thank you what you watch me. What does it mean? The perspective of the life. the perspective of situation what we stay, no one can take from us. No one. And we have many other examples. This is one unique about the eye. Something else what is unique about the eye, when the wife of Lot turned the face and she died immediately and all the body changed to salt, the reason is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu make double miracles. One, she died on the spot. Number two, all the body changed to salt because she looked in the place what she's not supposed to be to look. In Sdom. All the people in Sdom, the way how they die and what happened to them, all the body of them changed to salt. Now, if somebody look in the wrong place, somebody look in any place what he look, it's not I stay here and I look to the other side. If I look in this side, if I look of something, immediately I move myself to the place what I look. In other way, if I really want to know where I stay, and I cannot play game with myself, if I really want to know where I stay, the place what I look. In the place what I look, this is exactly the place what I stay. When Chazal say, "Vayu enecha root et morecha," is not to put picture on the car or sticker on the car with some rabbi. "Vayu enecha root et morecha" is mean when I look of Adam Godol, special man, I come close to him. Tov letzadik v'tov lishchenu. And when Chazal tells us, "Don't look on the face of Adam Rasha," why? Because ra la Rasha v'ra lishchenu. And when the Torah tells us, "V'kol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot," is mean this bring us more close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the unique about Re'iyah. One, we decide how to look of situations. Two, in the place what I look, this is exactly the place what I stay. This is Koach HaRe'iyah. Now, we have Ayin Tova and we have Ayin Ra'ah. Tov is not good in Hebrew. When we want to translate Tov to other language, is not good. Tov is harmony. Tov is harmony. When the Torah tells us Matzah Isha Matzah Tov, when the Torah, when Chazal tells us Ta'amu Re'u, the Pasuk says Ta'amu Re'u Ki Tov Hashem, Tov is not good, is harmony. And to give example and to explain this clearly, girl 6 years old say to Abba Gdol Ador Amram, what happened to you? The Torah tells us only one time lo tov. When the Torah say lo tov, lo tov ayot ha'adam levado, why you leave him and everybody following after you? Because you worry from Paro? Because he say kol haben ha'elod ha'yorot ha'shlichu, this make you scared and confused? Immediately he say, I make mistake. He returned back to Ima. Who born? Moshe. When he stay in the river, and bat paro open, the teva, what the posuk say, bat iftach, bat ireh ki, tov. Tov is mean harmony. Tov is something what continue, consistently. This is tov. All ma'aseh bereshit, we find ki tov, the Ramban explain, rotze bekiyuman lad. Rotze bekiyuman lad is mean, Kodesh Baruch Hu really want, this will stay for good and forever. Ra is when we want to cut the consistency. When we want to stop and not to give good thing to continue. This is Ra. Somebody claim on ladder and one of the steps of the ladder is broke. Yes, is Sulam Ra'ua. This we say in Hebrew. What does it mean Ra'ua Milashon Ra? The person can fall and broke his legs. This is Ra. Not to give the situation to continue. Ain Tova is good eye, is mean we really want the good thing, what we see by people will continue. Evil eye is mean we chas v'chalila want the good, what other person have, will stop. Now, we have big bet midrash of Ayin Tova, and we have big bet midrash of students what have Ayin Ra. The Mishnah tells us in paragraph 10, kol mi sheyesh biyado shlosha dvarim alalu מתלמידיו של אברהם אבינו. שלושה דברים אחרים מתלמידיו של בלעם הרשע. עין טובה, רוח נמוכה ונפש שפלה מתלמידיו של אברהם אבינו. עין רעה, רוח גבוהה, נפש רחבה מתלמידיו של בלעם הרשע. עין טובה, bring us to the besmidrash of אברהם אבינו. עין רע חס וחלילה, בסמידרש אוף, בילם הרשע. What exactly is עין הרע? קם זה חידה, and explain paragraph 11, שלוש מידות הללו הן כנגד הקינה והתאווה והכבוד, אשר לפי דברי רבי אליעזר הכפר, מוציאים את האדם מן העולם. שכן, מי שיש לו עין טובה, הוא שמח בחלקו, ואין לו קינה. מי שיש לו עין טובה, הוא שמח בחלקו, ואין לו קינה. זה חידה, open for us, interesting window, to walk in to the inside of the essence of עין טובה and עין רעה. The key of עין טובה או עין רעה is if the person is jealous or not. What is mean? The explanation is follow. The Maharal explained to us in paragraph 12. לפי האמת, כוח הראות הוא כוח נפשי נבדל. The sense of ראייה is very unique sense. יותר מכל שאר החושים. Is different from all the other sense. וכבר הביאו ראיות ברורות על זה, איך כוח העין הוא כוח נבדל. ראייה is different and something unique. Why? I skip few line, three line from the end. כי משתתף השכל עם הראות בלשון רעה. שכשם שיבוא לשון רעה to look על העין, כך יבוא לשון רעה, put line if you can, על השכל. כמו, עוד חזר say many time, רואה אני את דברי פלוני. I listen to somebody, but my reaction is, רואה אני את דברי פלוני. In English, exactly same, somebody talk to us, and we say to him, I see. אף על פי, I am listen, I say, I see. Also, הוא כתיב, זה מהר"ל continue and say, וליבי רעה. וליבי רעה. We see not only with the brain, I see, is mean I understand, but we use the lashon I see also with our heart. וליבי רעה, שלמה המלך סיין קהלת. ומזה מוכח כי כוח הראות הוא כוח נבדל. What is mean כוח הראות הוא כוח נבדל? Unbelievable. When we touch something, yes, we touch, it's in front of us. When we listen, thank God, we can listen, and we listen what people talk. When we taste, obviously, what we put in our mouths. Yes? And also, when we smell, exactly the same. If it's something good, we enjoy. When we see, when we look of something, is koach nivdal. This sense is different. Why is different? Why? Because when we look, when we see, we not only see with our eyes. The Maharal explained to us. We also, we see with our heart. Libira with our brain. Ro'ani edvarecha. I see. What does it mean? The explanation is very clear. Every time when we watch somebody, we have wrong perspective, because we believe we look of somebody, and only in this way we see what he do, what he have. But Chazal come and teach us, first we look with our heart. First we look with our heart. After I look with my heart, is mean, my feelings say, why this person have what he have? Why he deserve what he get? In other way, jealousy is reiya with the heart. Reiya with the heart. Not happened to us many times. We walk in the street, or we stay in some place, somebody can pass beside us, oh, I'm sorry, I don't see you. And sometimes the person feel, what do you mean you don't see? I walk beside you, because our head is in another place. We watch something else. We not care about this person, because really we not see him. He passed beside us. It happened to us. Why? Because Reiya, number one, don't start with my eyes. If I really look of something, is with our heart. And this is the source of jealous. It means jealousy comes with Reiya Talev. And I say, why does this person deserve? Why he have this? Now, if my mind say to me, calm down, enjoy with this person, appreciate, he deserve, he have something good, show him you're happy with him. It's great, this happened. But many times, what happened? We say, yes, why he deserves this? My mind say to me 10 times, 20 times, 40 reasons why he have and I don't have. Why he deserve and I not deserve. What is good for, why is better for me. And this situation happened immediately when I sing with my brain, shit, open light, bashamayim, bebeidin shel mala. Red line, open bebeidin shel mala. I give you to explain what this mean. We now, with our brain, can take skin of behema, skin of behema, and to make from this, Sefer Torah, in Aron HaKodesh. How? What happened? What we do? Is something holy? It's come from animal. L'shem Gdushat Sefer Torah. Exactly same tefillin, mezuzot. We donate korban to Beit HaMikdash. We change our mind. We want this deer and to give other deer. And we don't know exactly the halacha and we say, okay, I switch the Gdusha to the other deer. What happened? Both of them is Ekdesh. Ut murato. How? What happened? I only, moreover, I don't say one word in my mind. When the rabbi is should make appeal for something, I say to give amount of money. And when the person come and ask everyone, no, how much? I change my mind. Lechatchila, I say 500, now I say 360. I'll be halacha, I need to give 500. I don't say one word. It's only between me and myself. I only sing 500 shkalim, dollar. Now, publicly, I say 360. I change my mind from some reason. I want to divide the tzedakah to other, not to take this chas v'chelila for myself. To give this to something else? No. I'll be halacha, I need to give this 500. We see our brain have power to change many things. Exactly same about Re'iyah. When we decide with our brain, yes, why this person deserves this? Why this person has this? This create kitrug. Kitrug b'shamayim. Kitrug is mean beidin shemala, what we really not understand what is mean, brings the file of this person. Brings the file of this person. And it's not different what his name, it's not different what level is, it's not different how he's a great person. Kitrug brings his file. And the file is open in front of Beidin. And Beidin decide, maybe he don't deserve. If this is a decision of Beidin Shemala, immediately the eye, the real eye what we have, attacks the person. This is Aina. If Beidin decide, no, this person deserve, nothing can happen to him. But if not, this is Aina Ra. It means Aina Ra is when the eye attacks somebody, is after we use the Re'iyah from the heart and Re'iyah from the brain, and together this attacks the person. Come Chazal and say, clearly, if somebody will feel, 1 minute, this is for me a good way to attack people and to make the life of these people miserable, come Chazal and say to us, in paragraph 14, חידה עם בני עזר, המספר בשבח אדם, בחוכמה, או באושר, או בבנים, חייב לברכו, שלא ישלוט בו עין הרע. This is what we say, בלי עין הרע. כי נעין הורי, we say, many times. Why? ואם נותן עין הרע בחברו, כן יינתן בו. כן יינתן בו. חזל come and say, if somebody feel, if you have evil eye to somebody, he will feel happy and satisfied? No, he will get 10 times back. In other way, Chazal come and say to us, Amor, we have good eye for other people. Amor, we're happy with other people. We deserve other people will be happy with us, and the Kodesh Boch will protect us. Eizu Ashir, listen, Ashsameach, Bechelko Shel Asheni. Eizu Ashir, Ashsameach, Bechelko. I'm happy with you. I enjoy what you enjoy. I give you to feel I'm so much happy. השמח בחלקו של השני. זה השיר. In this way, immediately, you make yourself rich. If you don't see this immediately, if you not see this immediately, we'll see this soon. This is what Chazal come and teach us. And this is a Mishnah, זה גמרא עם יומא, paragraph 13, ואמר רבי יהושע בן לוי, אין נותנים כושל ברכה לברך, אלא לטוב העין. We ask from somebody to give bracha, to bless other people, person that have good eye, שנאמר, טוב עין, הוא יבורך, כי נתן מלחמו לדל. אל תקרי יבורך, אלא יברך. אלא יברך. טוב עין, הוא יבורך, כי נתן מלחמו לדל. Many times, when we give somebody something to a poor person, we not give him, we give to ourselves. Because for me, it's very difficult to see him so poor. I feel uncomfortable to see him in this difficult situation. It's when I give to him something, I make myself good. No. The person come and say, טוב עין, הוא יבורך, כי נתן. It's not because I want to feel more comfortable. I want to feel, okay, I do something for some other people. No, I do this pure for him. טוב עין, הוא יבורך, אל תקרי יבורך, אלא יברך. The person that מברך, he is יבורך. The person that is מתברך, he is יברך. This is what Chazal come and teach us. From this reason, in טעמי המנהגים, in paragraph 15, Chazal come and say, נוהגים בשעת הזכרת נשמות. When we have הזכורס נשומס, יזכור, שמי שיש לו אב ואם בחיים, יוצא מבית הכנסת, משום העין הרע. ישיבה, 100 סטודנטס. Thank God, ברוך השם, most of them have parents. But some, רחמנא ליצלן, lose one of the parents. All the yeshiva go outside because few students. Why? Ayin hara. He need now to say Yizkor for 5 minutes. I need to say Yizkor for 5 minutes because I lose my father. All the other people around me have 5 people but they can look on some sefer to read something. This can affect in wrong way to give Ayin hara. From this reason, everybody go outside. Aval pi yisticha de tzibura. Ayin hara. In other end, we have also kina, jealousy in positive way. Chazal tells us, kinat sofrim tarbe chokhmah. Kinat sofrim tarbe chokhmah. Only my friend can learn every day. Only my friend kovea itim la Torah, he's so busy and he can make space in his schedule to learn. Why I cannot do this? Ader Rabba, he motivate me. This is kinat sofrim tarbe chokhmah. Chazal tells us, Arizal say, Yosef בגימטריה, קינאה. יוסף בגימטריה, קינאה. יוסף have good eye. He lead all over the world. He gets a stamp from Paro. He do everything what he want. And he uses his power to share with other people. He's יוסף בגימטריה, קינאה. And what the pasuk say about יוסף? בן פורת יוסף, בן פורת עלי עין. עלי עין. He above the eye. Because he has a good eye. Ayin hara, never attack yourself. The way to protect ourselves from ayin hara is to have ayin tova. Is to happy with other people. This protect us. This is the key, how this protect. And from this reason, it's so interesting when we give this explanation in paragraph 20, we find a tefillah from Rabbi Yehuda HaChosin. We find this in the Zmirot of Motzei Shabbos, in many Sidurim, also in Avodat HaKodesh, one of the special books of the Chida. And he collects 11 psukim from all the Tanakh, what all these psukim, only these psukim, every pasuk starts with Nun and ends with Nun, yes? And all these psukim is סגולה להבריח השטן ממנו. להבריח השטן. To protect us from עין הרע. What is unique about all these 11 פסוקים? Because every פסוק start with נון and end with נון. What stay behind this? נון is not only letter in Hebrew. נון is also word in Arabic. What kind of word? Translation of fish. Fish, dog in Hebrew. בארמית is נון. Look in the beginning of Bereshis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu create all the dagim, Onkelus explain, Nun. The unique about the fish, his eyes is open all the time, and all the kosher fish, somebody who deal with fish many, many years told me all the kosher fish when they swimming, they swing against the water. Against the water. All the kosher fish. Some other kosher also. But we know snapir, kaskeset, with the Torah tells us, but something in the nature, in the nature of the kosher fish, when they swim, is against the water. And this exactly the nun. Interesting. In the Torah we find nun afuchot. Vayibin so Aaron, the nun is afuch. Why? Because fish come to teach us. His eyes is open. All the time. Open all the time is mean, represent good eye. And also, he, when he swings against the water, this is exactly what we need to do with us, to swim against our nature sometimes. If sometimes I feel, why this person gets this? Why person have this? And this brings us to some jealousy about this person. We need to work against this nature and to have right perspective. This is what protects us from Ayin Hara. It's not only to say psukim, and somebody say psukim, gamarnu. We need to understand what stays behind the psukim every time when we say it. And maybe this is one of the aspects about this koach oriyah. After we understand a little bit the power of reiyah, the ayin ra'ah, the ayin tova, some people say, the Gemara say, if somebody not worry from ayin ra'ah, ayin ra'ah not attacked him. What does it mean somebody not worry from ayin ra'ah? Not he say I'm not worry. He do what he's supposed to be to do, now he can't say I'm not worried for Ayin Hara. When he have good eye for other people, he really don't need to worry for Ayin Hara. But only to say I'm not worried, nothing cannot happen to me. This is exactly the same. Somebody cross the street and say I'm not worried. I'm the end of God. I'm not worried from anything. Yes? And he cross the street, Chas v'chalila, when his red line and car attacked him. Okay? This is meaning not worried. Chazal full, from the beginning to the end, all the time, the koach of reiyah, of ayin tova and ayin ra. This is the reason also, many times I say, students ask me, you know, in America, the minhag is also in Eretz Israel in some place, to walk on the aisle, family walk on the aisle in the weddings. People ask me, somebody say, my daughter, is she pregnant? My wife, she is pregnant, and she also allowed to walk in the aisle. It's a problem. I said, definitely not. Definitely not. Why? 800 eyes need to look of this girl when she's pregnant to walk in the aisle. This is not good. It's good for the picture? Yes. We found another way to make the picture. And I can tell you, many things happen many times because this. We have minag. People have in the end, what? Red bendel. Can? Red come from nowhere. Chazal talk about blue. Not about red, about blue. Why about blue? Because tcheles. Tcheles doim el yam. Yam dome le rakia. Rakia dome le kisei hakavod. It's not, okay, I put something in my head, finish it, protect me. I need to put, if I do something, something would help me. 1 minute. This is sign for me. What sign? Blue. Sea, sky, kisei hakavod. Oh! Make me more irat, bring me more irat shemayim. And this is also connect us to our parasha in a very interesting way. Chazal tells us about Yaakov. The last night in Eretz Israel, he sleep in Luz. This is the name of the place, Luz. But he give new name to this place, Bethel. And the Torah obviously need to say to us, Ve'ulam Luz, Shem Ha'ir Barishona. Because when we will open map, and we want to look exactly the place what he stay, we not find. Because the original name is what? Luz. And now, he gives this other name. The Torah need to say, Ve'ulam Luz, Shem Ha'ir Barishona. But the Torah says this again and again. When Yaakov returned back from the house of Lavan, the Torah says, go to fulfill his promise, his neder. And what is neder? To go to Bethel, to change the heaven to house. Heaven is something matzeva, say Bet Elokim. The Torah says again, Ve'ulam Luz, Shem Ha'ir Barishona. What does the Torah say to us again and again, the old name of this place, Luz? What does the Torah really want for us? When the Torah says this. Moreover, we read yesterday, and a few weeks ago, about Avraham Avinu, the Torah says, Hashem b'yechet Avraham, Bakol, בכל. בכל, everybody know, בן, בגימטריה, בכל, בת, יב, יב, and the name is בכל. But the Ramban say, והשם בירך את אברהם בכל, ואתה אגלה לך סוד מסודות התורה. Now I will tell you one of the secret of the Torah. בכל is one of the מידות, what הקדוש ברוך הוא אוהב. And this is very special מידה, and this is the source of all the מידות, of all about everything what relate to HaKadosh Baruch. What is mean? The Ramban don't say to us except Kabbalah, pure Kabbalah. What is very difficult to understand. But the Ramban explained himself in another place. In Parashat Tzitzit, וראיתם אותו. We talk also about ראייה. וראיתם אותו. אותו what? Rashi explained אותו Tzitzit. Because Tzitzit בגימטריה is 600. צדיק יוד, twice, hundred, hundred. And Taf is 400, 600. We have 8 חוטים, 5 קשרים, 613. Comes the Ramban and say one minute. In the Torah, Tzitzit is only with one yud. Rashi, if you deal with gematriot, this is not right gematria. It's only 590. And also we have machloket about how many קשרים we need. If we need exactly 5 or maybe 3. Comes the Ramban and say, וראיתם אותו. What אותו? פתיל תחלת. פתיל תחלת. Because תחלת דוים אל ים. ים דומה לרקיע, רקיע דומה לכיסא הכבוד. What is mean? What is the difference between the blue color and the white color? White color represents details. Blue color represents the big picture. Because the sky is not blue. The sea is not blue. When we take water in our hand, it's clear. It's not blue. Why is blue? Because we stay far. It's look blue. But emet is not blue. This represents the big picture. וראיתם אותו, וזכרתם את כל מצוות השם. What give us right perspective? When we look of situation, not only about the details, also about the big picture. Not only we see the big picture from outside, we try to understand also what the details. When we know to combine between details and big picture, this is right perspective. And from this reason, Pilei Pleim, first Tfilah, who create for us? Avraham Avinu, Shacharit. When is the time of Shacharit? When Shacharit take place? Mi Sheyakir, Ben Tchelet Lelavan. Mi Sheyakir, Ben Tchelet Lelavan. Only person, Avraham Avinu, what he teach us, how to have the balance between Tchelet and Lavan, and both of them is important. This give us relationship directly with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak, exactly same. Say to Esav, Va'ochal mikol. Va'ochal mikol. I'm sorry. I cannot give you this broche. Yaakov say to Esav, Yashlikol. What does it mean, Yashlikol? His brother want to kill him. He's scared so much from this meeting with Esav. He said to him, my dear brother Yaakov, please, I want to give you a few gifts. Yesh li kol. He don't have anything. But person, what in the situation, what really don't have anything. Feel he have everything. He really have everything. Because he don't see only the details, what he see now, the present. He also combine himself to the big picture. And this is what we say in Birkat Amazon every time. Bakol, mikol, kol, כן, יברך אותנו. This is a big ברכה, what we can ask from הקדוש ברוך הוא. Because when we have, בכל מכל כל, it's not בכל, we take everything. בכל מכל כל, we will have the right balance between the details, what we deal in our life, what we deal with people, and the big picture. And we have the right balance, this can work. Remember Mordechai. Aman sends the final solution, letter. להשמיד, להרוג ולהביא את אנשים ביום אחד, and רבו ישאי, listen very careful. This final solution. Never change. Nobody ripped this cigarette. כתב שנכתב בטבעת המלך אין להשיב. This גזרה still stay. What happened? We have other letter, and the second letter give us permission to fight back. The other letter would give us permission to fight back. And after all the situation change, all the nations so scared, and we win. But the first letter להשמיד, להרוג ולאבד, תו ונשים ביום אחד, still stay until today. And today, we see clearly how this Gzera still stay. We sleep. We stay in the danger situation in the history of Klal Israel from time of Mordechai Esther. This is our time. And we believe this can help us, this coalition, this leader, this the deal, this meeting, this convention. Bobe Mises. The Gzera still stay. And exactly in time of Mordechai, how he changed? Mordechai not worry from the situation. Mordechai understand not a man runs the show. If this is a man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I need to do what I need to do. And Mordechai tried to do the best, and what happened after all the situation changed? Mordechai יצא מלפני המלך בלבוש מלכות תחלת בחור. Because he don't look only at the details of the situation, what is really very scary. He sees a big picture. Tchelet v'chur. Lose the last night of Yaakov in Eretz Israel. What in this night, he see all the future of Klal Israel. All the enemies would stay against us, what they attacked us. And how we win one after the other. And we survive. This take place where? In Luz. What is unique about Luz? Chazal tells us Luz is a small town. What people in Luz have very, very long life. What job they have in Luz? They paint the Tchelet. They deal with the Tchelet. People will deal with a big picture. Not worry from any difficult situation. This is the Tchelet. From this reason, all the week, we deal with details. All the week. Shabbos, wow. We start from the details, we have the big picture. Comes the Rambam and say, Friday, one of the preparation for Shabbos, the Teimanim, following after this halacha, is how we prepare ourselves for Shabbos. Not only to take shower, to buy for Shabbos, to organize the house, etc. Yoshev betalit metzuyetzet. We wait before Minche with talis. We do this one time here in Yom Kippur. Shabbat Shabbaton, we come with talis to Yom Kippur. But, Aliba, the Arambam, every Friday, what is unique about the talit? Tchelet velavan. Week, white, is the details. Tchelet is a big picture. Tchelet ve'levan. We stay in the bridge between Yemei HaMaaseh and Shabbat. Motzei Shabbat. After great Shabbos of Tchelet. We now start new week. We go again to deal with details. With all the list what we need to do. Come Shulchan Aruch and say to us, Siman b'Shulchan Aruch. One line, one halacha. Siman Shin. Le'olam yesader Adam Shulchano b'Motzei Shabbat. Itmela v'malka. Why to Itmela v'malka? Ishibole Aleket. One of the Rishonim explained to us, because one bones and joy from Sudat Melave Malka. What's the name of the bones? Luz. These bones, what we're going to, all people who die to, Kriyas HaMeisim take place. After Shabbos, before I start the week, one more Seudah to ask myself, how I take this Luz, how I take this big picture what I get in Shabbos, and I bring to my week. Afal pi I deal with details. Afal pi sometimes it's difficult. And sometimes it's complicated. But if we educate ourselves to see the big picture, this gives us the right perspective. This gives us the right and the good eye. And when we have the good eye, tov ayin, we have orach. This is the koach of the ria what we have. As iten Hashem, אנחנו נכנסים לחודש אדר, we walk into את חודש כסלב, חודש הראייה, וראיתם אותו. See how in the past HaKadosh Baruch Hu watch us, if we have us a few minutes, יש עוד שתי דקות, אפשר, it's a pile of loin, three times to explain what is mean, right perspective. Three times in Chazal, in Torah, we find Emunah. Emunah belong to Klal Israel. Three times. Where we find three times? First time, we find when Moshe Rabbeinu came to talk to Am Israel, the Pasuk say, Vayamen Am. Vayamen Am. We believe the Geulah take place. Second time, Vayaminu Ba'ashem, Moshe Abdo. Third time, Moshe Rabbeinu Vegam Becha Yaminu Leolam. Vayamen Am. Wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not forget about us. Not forget about me, about you, about everyone. Wow, Emunah Be'ashgacha Pratit. Ashgacha Pratit. Vayaminu Ba'ashem Moshe Abdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. He do what he want to do. And not milvadoi. אין עוד מלבדוי. וגם בך יאמינו לעולם מוישה רבינו, תורה יש מהשמיים. גם זה מהר"ל אנשי זיס, טרי אמונות. טרי אמונות, אין עוד מלבדוי. תורה מן השמיים, אין השגחה פרטית. אין השגחה פרטית. This is the source of עם ישראל. This is יידישקייט. יידישקייט, I believe, אין עוד מלבדוי. תראה מן השמיים, אין השגחה פרטית. From this reason, we celebrate three holidays. פסח, שבועות וסוכות. פסח represent, אין עוד מלבדוי. שבועות represent, תורה מן השמיים. סוכות represent, השגחה פרטית. קדוש ברוך הוא watch us. 40 years in the desert. From this reason, this, the name of these three holidays is regalim. Regalim. Because this is the legs, the Maharal of Yiddishkeit. Parallel to these three regalim, we have two holidays, midivrei sofrim. Purim, first, and Chanukah, second. What happened in Purim? En od milvadoi. Everything changed. What else happened in Purim? Teire min ha-shamayim. Adur kiblu abimei ha-shverosh. It's Purim, parallel, Pesach, and Shavuos. Sukkot, parallel to Chanukah. Chanukah is השגחה פרטית. Chanukah is ner ishu veiso. Chanukah, we talk about every single person. Everyone. והמאדרים מן המאדרים, נר לכל אחד ואחד. Chanukah is, we celebrate holiday of השגחה פרטית. We celebrate holiday of right perspective. Because when we believe in השגחה פרטית, we have right perspective in our life. And we not worry. And we not worry. And sometimes, bad situation, difficult situation, can come for a sign, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watch us, walk with us. This is what Chazal come and teach us. And we walk now to this month of Re'iyah, the first Shevet of Shifteika, Reuven, Kira'ah, Hashem Etoni. The Re'iyah immediately take place in the house of Yaakov. It's Bezat Hashem. If we bring this to ourselves, more and more, this right perspective and the good eye, it will be Zoche, Emir Tzah Hashem, in this ear, to Ayin Be'ayin Iru, Beshuv Hashem, Tzion. Let's go.